to an end. For tonight, partly cloudy, dry, not as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. A warm day, high around 76. Chance of thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon. In fact, an increasing chance by later on in the afternoon into the evening hours and tomorrow night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. Then on Friday and Saturday, scattered thunderstorms possible at times. Near 80 Friday, low 80 Saturday. More thunderstorms developing on Sunday. Late in the day, some of those could be strong as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of all these weather changes. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Elmore County Sheriff says two parents reported that their children were hit by a teacher at Redland Elementary School. One student says he was hit on the back. The other says they were pulled by the arm. Elmore County school officials say the teacher is on paid administrative leave while they investigate. The Southern Poverty Law Center has named Karen Baines Dunning as its interim president. The SPLC fired its co-founder, Morris Dees, last month for unspecified conduct. Longtime president Richard Cohen also announced he was stepping down. And Montgomery's first public charter school, Lead Academy, held informational meetings for parents and students Tuesday. Lead Academy will start as a K-5 school this August, then add a grade each year. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The 4-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon. 84 drops by when he feels like it. April Marie comes on Wednesdays. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. We're going to take your phone calls in a second. I did want to address, we're going to cover other things, but I wanted to address a couple of things that were held over from the last hour. Namely, what percentage of Muslims are extremists? I would consider any Muslim who believes suicide bombings can often or sometimes be justified against civilian targets to be extreme. Would you agree? Is that a fair definition?
Yep.
Of Muslims in the Palestinian territory, 68% say suicide bombings can often or sometimes be justified against civilian targets. In Lebanon, that number is 35%. In Egypt, it's 28%. And Turkey's only 7%. But keep in mind, when you're dealing with a million people, that's 70,000 people. If you're dealing with 10 million, that's 700,000 people. In Jordan, it's 13%. Indonesia, 10%. Malaysia, 27%. Bangladesh, 47%. Tanzania, 26%. Nigeria, 19%. Senegal, 18%. And even Muslims in Israel, 20%. So you're looking pretty much between 20 and 40% in most places of Muslims believe suicide bombings can be justified. Now...
But do you realize how...
I don't want those people here. I don't want them in government.
I think we're okay. I'm okay with those extreme positions not being in government. And I do believe in the voters of our country that if someone held a position such as that, they wouldn't actually make it into government. And if they did, then they would be exposed and condemned.
What they would do is lie to you until they had a sufficient quantity, and then they'd all come out.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's just the reality. That's what's going to happen. Our number, 272-9228.
Muslims in Eastern Europe and Central Asia, when polled by Pew, most of them do not believe in implementing Sharia law.
Most of them.
Where they are.
Right. So let's say 49% do?
No. 12% in Turkey, 10% in Kazakhstan, 8% in other places. Most people who immigrate are immigrating into a culture. Most Muslims are immigrating into a culture and accepting that culture. And I would say that's true of the Muslims who have immigrated to the United States and embraced our country and our ideals.
Okay.
And I don't think it's fair to villainize an entire population of people. And as I said, we could do that to just about any group of individuals if we singled out the bad players.
I don't believe that's accurate. I think I'll probably find one. If you find a survey of Muslims in the United States, I don't think their views will be substantially different. I think you'll probably find 20 to 40% are okay with suicide bombs.
No,
we'll find out. There's bound to be a poll out there somewhere. Ronnie,
doing this morning.
Doing well, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, I don't know if y'all remember this, but back in the day, Nikita Khrushchev, when he was prime minister of Russia, said this country would be taken within without a shot being fired.
Okay.
And you put these Muslims into Congress and into the Senate, they're going to take this country down.
Okay.
Now, that's just my own opinion. But I just want to tell you, Auburn House Washes came over.
Yes, sir.
I done sent you some text.
Okay. I've not gotten your text, so you're texting someone else, but I'm okay.
But anyway, they hit the ground running, very nice, and they on the ball.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I'm glad. Look, a listener bragging about our advertisers is always on topic, Ronnie.
But, and I sent you a picture of their truck. They got so much stuff on that truck.
It's pretty fascinating, isn't it? You didn't send it to me. You sent it to somebody, but somebody got some cool pictures.
I do that frequently.
Be careful.
Hey, I have a rule. Never take a picture you don't want to see on a mail piece. I think that should go for everybody, regardless
of whether... Well, I might want to see it on a mail
whether
piece.
Whether or not you're planning on running for office or not.
We appreciate your call, Ronnie. I'm glad that Auburn House Wash worked out. They do remarkable, remarkable work. I'm actually, before we go to the next break, going to tell you about Auburn House Wash.
Okay. In the United States, a 2001 study found that 86% of Muslims say such tactics are rarely or never justified. So that says, that means...
It's 14% refuse to say that.
Correct. But that does not say in what context, whether or not they were speaking of here. 1% in the United States did say that suicide bombings or other forms of violence against civilians in the name of Islam is okay. So that's 1%.
That's 1% too many.
That is 1% too many. I agree. I'm not going to dissuade you from that.
Did you say Bill was on three?
Yeah, Bill's on three.
Bill!
Yes.
All right, we're done with this conversation after this break, but go ahead.
Okay. This Muslim thing, everything you read tells you that if they're a Muslim, if they're a true Muslim, they are going to do their level best to take us out. That's their whole
purpose. That's not true.
It is. I believe.
That is not true. That is.
You need to read.
I did read. I read the. I have read about the Quran. I have read the Quran. I have read the context of the quotes most frequently used to support your position, and it is out of context.
No. I'm sorry to disagree with you, young lady.
Well, that's okay because I have facts on my side.
I appreciate your call, Phil. I like the young lady comment.
I like being called young lady. Somebody yesterday.
Yeah, just sit over there and be quiet, sweetheart.
Somebody.
Let us men folk talk.
Hey, now I got my makeup on. I'm pretty. I'll just sit over here and be pretty.
Let's see here. U.S. Muslims. This is according to Pew Forum.
Oh, for the love. Let's go again.
Pew Forum. United States Muslims. Some people think targeting and condemning civilians can be justified in order to further a political, social, or religious cause. Do you personally feel that this type of violence can be justified? U.S. Muslims overall, 12% say yes. Men, 11. Women, 12. Muslims, 18 to 39, 14% say yes. 40 and up, 8% say yes. High school or less, 16% say yes. College, 11% say yes. Foreign-born, 10%. Foreign-born, 12%. U.S.-born Muslims, 10%. 10% of U.S.-born Muslims say some people think targeting and condemning civilians can be justified in order to further a political, social, or religious cause. Do you personally feel this type of violence can be justified? U.S.-born Muslims, according to Pew Research, 10%. That's 1 out of 10. So if there are if there are 3 million Muslims, there are 300,000 Muslims in the United States right now, according to Pew Research, 300,000, who say targeting and killing civilians can be justified to further a political, social, or religious end. And that's terrifying, and that's why I don't want them more than just a very, very small smattering here and there. Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Who is the female counterpart there?
Her name is April Marie Fogle. Listen to the whole program. Don't ever miss a second. She's from Conservatives for Better Leadership. She's from altoday.com.
Let me just note that neither my website nor the C4 takes a position on these types of issues.
Listen, the only reason this even came up last time is because you just happened to say it.
Because I happened to make a face at you when you said it. That's
yes,
what it was.
That's exactly
and
what it
I was.
Was
sitting directly across from Barron, and he said something about banning Muslims, and I looked at him like he had two heads.
No.
And
looked at him like he loved his country and wants to keep it.
I love my country.
Man, I don't know with that attitude.
I love my country. And you know, oh no, I have more faith in my country than you do.
Correct.
I have more faith in the people
you have
of my
too much
country.
Faith.
I have more faith in humankind. I have faith.
God, why are you way too idealistic.
Why has humankind failed in every other Muslim country?
The problems we have in Muslim countries go way beyond just their religion.
But they didn't have those problems before they got there.
Barron, we're not going to agree on this. Agree to disagree and move on to state politics.
But first, I got to tell you about Ronnie's favorite new company, Auburn House Wash. These guys are killing it in the River Region. There's nothing like them, I don't believe. Auburn House Wash, they've washed everything from a two-bedroom, one-bath, 800-square-foot bungalow to a 8,000-square-foot mansion all the way up to a baseball stadium and shopping centers. These guys use a proprietary low-pressure system so it doesn't damage your roof tiles or shingles. It doesn't damage the mortar or brick. It doesn't, you know, that pressure washing can tear up paint and brick and mortar and cause all kinds of damage. Auburn House Wash doesn't do that. Go to their Facebook page. You want to see, I love time-lapse videos. I can watch time-lapse videos all day. I get on YouTube and get lost in rabbit holes of time-lapse videos. Watch the time-lapse video on Auburn House Wash's Facebook page. It is remarkable. I'll tell you whose house it is.
During the break.
I'll tell you whose house it is during the break.
Okay.
You'll know the person. I don't want to say his name on air. But it's a beautiful, beautiful, big, beautiful house. And it was dirty. It was dirty. It looked kind of busted down. After they got done with it, it looked like they had just built the damn thing. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Get in touch with them.
Do they go to Birmingham? I've got a house in Birmingham that needs some cleaning.
I bet they do. AuburnHouseWash.com. AuburnHouseWash.com. And you can just call them directly. 826-WASH. Area code 334. 826-WASH. 826-WASH. AuburnHouseWash.com. Check out that video.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Vocal, Victims of Crime and Leniency, on April 12th at the Attorney General's Office in downtown Montgomery for a special program to recognize Crime Victims Week. Vocal, its partners, and crime victims will pay tribute to those lost to violent crimes and recognize the gains in victims' advocacy that Vocal has championed for since 1982. For more details on services, vigils, and general information, visit VocalOnline.org or call 800-239-3219.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Welcome back. It's 20 minutes now after 11 o'clock. My friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting is, he's entering his more than 50th year. I know.
52?
It's a lot of years. A lot of years. The guy understands the painting business. He understands the painting contracting business. He's the best. He's the guy all the other little painting contractors want to be when they grow up. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. You can call him on that double secret bat phone, 799-1284. You can check them out online. RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com. What you get when you call Riley Manning at 799-1284, you get that, that guarantee, the Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete, only after you're satisfied. You get that A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You get those trained professional painters, not the day laborers like the other guys. And you get that award-winning smile. Riley's just a nice guy.
He really is.
He's done work for you. He's done work for me. He's done work for a lot of people in our audience. And he is one I truly, truly, truly enjoy talking to when I get the chance. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Moving on from Muslims.
Yes. Can we talk?
Because you have
open records laws.
You have a heterodox conservative position on Islam. Open records law. There is a bill before the Alabama legislature that does what?
That will strengthen Alabama's open records laws, which is very much needed. It is being sponsored by Chris Pringle and Cam Ward.
What's going to strengthen about the law?
So it puts in place a structure more like Florida's sunshine laws, where we have some guidelines for if the agency doesn't produce documents.
Let's say, for example, you asked the governor's office for a list of appointments.
Let's say, for example, I did that, which I have done multiple times.
And let's say the governor refuses to comply, what would the law allow?
So,
because right now she can just ignore you.
Right. Well, and actually, I should differentiate this. The governor's general counsel's office, which does their open records laws, has been very responsive to me. It's the governor's communications office, which doesn't understand their job. Daniel Sparkman here is looking at you, my friend, and won't give the records without a public records request, which is just absolutely bizarre. But say I ask the governor's office for records, and they don't produce them. And right now, they basically... there you have the ability, an agency or the governor's office has the ability to snub its nose and essentially say, sue me. Well, individuals don't, and entities such as mine, don't necessarily have the ability to sue every time they want a public record. Or say we know, say a reporter gets a tip. Here's an email that was sent. We ask you to produce the records. This happened to Kyle Whitmire at AL.com. He had the actual documents. He knew this record existed, but he couldn't get the state to turn over the records. And so so what this does is this puts in place an arbiter who, so that you don't have to sue the state to get the documents you need. So it's a it puts in place.
Who pays for the arbitrator?
So you can waive the fee. If there's a $100 fee, and which can be waived depending on financial need, and can be returned to you if the state, if they find that you were correct in your records.
What does the state pay for the arbitrator? Because you don't have a lot of volunteer arbitrators. Somebody is in the cost more than $100.
So who's
doing the work?
So under the proposed rewrite,
and who are the arbitrators?
So under the proposed rewrite, the state would create a position of public access counselor who would act as an independent mediator in public records disputes.
This is hired by the state.
This is
a state employee.
This is going to be a state employee
to tell you what state records you can get.
Correct.
Who appoints this person?
I would have to look more into that, but
this person's boss?
This is a very good step in terms
Maybe.
Of starting to close in the gap.
It might be might be a step back, because now you have the appearance of clarity, but there isn't any.
Well, and so the bill, like I said, it's going, the intent of the bill, and
the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes, is to, like I said, to mirror Florida Sunshine Records. This bill is being sponsored by, or being supported, I guess, by reporters in the newspaper industry, the Alabama Press Association, in order to facilitate open records. I have been frustrated since moving to the state at how incredibly challenging it is to get documents in this state. And there's only a handful of legislators who care.
But I go back to, if you have a, if let's say the governor's office appoints this.
I'm going to get an answer
person.
For you while we're on air.
Okay, that's
here.
Fine. I'm just giving you an example. Let's say the governor's office appoints this person. And the governor's office is who doesn't want you to have the records. Are you going to get the records? No. And now you're out $100.
Well, and.
You know who would make a great arbiter?
Who?
Jim Ziegler.
I was just thinking you were going to say that.
Baron Coleman would do a great job.
The little sizzler would be dynamite.
He would love
that job.
I would err on the side of giving everybody documents. I'm telling you, I don't trust this bill. I don't like this bill at first blush because it seems like a solution that's not going to be any better than the problem. If you have another state employee who's answerable to the same people who don't want to give you the documents in the first place, you're still not going to get the documents, and now you're out $100.
So I sent over to the Alabama Press Association a what I would like for the Open Records Act to include, which is penalties that Florida includes. In Florida, if you're the individual responsible for keeping records and you don't provide those records, it is a first-degree misdemeanor punishable as a criminal offense. I think we need that. I think we need that to give this teeth so that an individual doesn't feel like they can.
And that's not in this bill.
That's not in this bill. I want it to be.
So there's still no teeth. If this individual arbitrator decides you don't get it, then you don't get it.
We're in a better place than having to go to court. And it strengthens what is public record, what is and is not a public record, and it clarifies some of what's missing now.
I'm dubious. I'm skeptical.
Okay.
I'm scared.
I'm okay.
Not that I doubt Representative Pringle or Senator Pringle, whatever the hell he is these days.
He's a state rep.
Yeah, whatever he is. He makes great chips.
He's good.
That's all I know. He makes great chips.
I don't know how he gets all of them to be the exact same size.
It's a paste. It's a chip paste.
You guys are a hot mess.
Who is this?
Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Hey, guys. this isn't anything about politics, but I know you and 84 are Auburn fans.
Uh-huh.
And I'm an Alabama fan, but I am pulling for Auburn.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm glad you told me that. My life would have just been so much different, so much worse if I hadn't known that. I appreciate that. 272-9228.
I think she's just encouraging Alabama fans to get to come together for the state.
This isn't Friday. That's an on-topic discussion for Friday when nothing's on topic.
Okay, knows the rules.
So here's the other thing for this.
She doesn't follow them, but she knows them.
What is charged for open records differs depending on what department and agency, and this would add some continuity to what the actual cost as opposed to the arbitrary way in which you are charged for records right now.
Well, if it makes it better, that's fine, but the bottom line is if the government doesn't want to give you records, they don't give you records. I mean,
that is a shame.
The federal government has a great Freedom of Information Act law. Great. It's fantastic. Judicial Watch has had to sue like 27 times to get Hillary Clinton's emails. And every time they sue, they get more of them.
They do.
And so
love Judicial Watch.
But why haven't they just been given the records? Because they don't want to give them to them. Yeah. They don't want to give them the records.
Well, and that is something I've run into is they like to splice words and be challenging. And, you know, they know what documents you're after and they don't want to give them to you.
I actually...
It's turned into a cat and mouse game, and it shouldn't be.
I actually asked for some disaster relief records one time from the U.S. Department of Agriculture under the Freedom of Information Act. It was about a lawsuit we were working on. And I wanted to know how many times this particular guy had claimed disaster relief in the previous 10 years. And how many acres and what evidence. And all. So I asked for all the records related to it. I submit the request. About a week later, somebody calls and says, I got this request here. I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for. Can you walk me through this? I said, sure. It's just, you know, I'm just looking. Here's what I want to find out. You tell me what I'm looking for. She said, well, I can give you this record. Okay, I can do this. It's going to cost you about $180. You got a credit card? I said, yeah. Boom, paid. I got a disc in the mail like 3 days later with everything and a million times more than anything I'd ever wanted. It was so informative, so helpful, such a wonderful process. The first time I asked for records from the state of Alabama, I realized, we don't have the same system here.
No, we don't. We don't. It is. And
those
we
guys
have
will go to prison if they don't give you the records.
And we have to fix this. We genuinely have to fix this. It should be unacceptable in this day and age when everything is on computer. My funny story is I asked for the governor's schedule. And my request was too open-ended, too vague. They said it would take too much time is what they told me. But I said, at one point, I was so frustrated in the back and forth of this because I was looking for when the governor had met with agency heads that I sent over a two-minute YouTube video on how to search Outlook. And I got an email back telling me not to be mean to the attorney trying to be responsive to my document request. But when she was like, we can't do this without spending too much time, I'm like, what part of searching for agency head names using the search function is challenging? Here's a YouTube video to tell you how to do it. I was so annoyed. But the point is, some of these people feel like it's their job to be more obstructive than helpful, and I find that infuriating.
Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in. Mr. Sandman is the proprietor of high-quality mattresses at rock-bottom prices. The name brands you know and love, the prices you can afford to pay. That's what Mr. Sandman does. He's got two locations, the Highway 14 location up in Millbrook, right across from the Dollar General. He also has the Atlanta Highway location, right across from Dairy Queen, right here in beautiful Montgomery. Get by one of his two locations. You'll find what I found every time I've been in there, a helpful sales staff that's not pushy, that will let you make the decisions, but can help guide you and answer any questions you have. You'll find a tremendous selection, way more mattresses than you knew were possible. And you'll find same day or next day delivery on almost every mattress because he carries most stuff in stock. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstore. You'll find out why 18 times he's been voted the Mattress Superstore of the Year right here in the River Region. Mr. Sandman, you buy there when you get a chance. Ask about those latex pillows. You sleep on a latex pillow? If not, you need to. You need to. It'll change your life. 31 after.
Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru, 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of nice days we've been enjoying will soon come to an end. For tonight, partly cloudy, dry, not as cool, overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. A warm day, high around 76. Chance of thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon. In fact, an increasing chance by later on in the afternoon into the evening hours and tomorrow night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. Then on Friday and Saturday, scattered thunderstorms possible at times near 80 Friday, low 80 Saturday. More thunderstorms developing on Sunday. Late in the day, some of those could be strong as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of all these weather changes. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Again, it's 36 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Mine and Baron's honeymoon is over. He has stopped playing the music I enjoy.
You don't like the Doobie Brothers?
Don't feel bad. He never plays any song that I request.
I used to get my way. And now Baron gets his way all the time. He doesn't even ask me.
Well, he was just pretending to be nice.
You don't like the Michael McDonald version of the Doobie Brothers?
Everybody. I mean,
elevator music. I want...
This is rock and roll. What do you mean, Ellis?
This right here,
Brothers.
This right here is not rock and roll. It might be made by artists who also make rock and roll, but this is not rock and roll.
Our number 272-9228. You know, we got Josh Moon banned from this program forever. He said Fleetwood Mac wasn't a rock band.
And you've already been accused of being Josh Moon's wife.
Highlight of my day. used to work for every Coke group in existence, used to work for the National Rifle Association, and I am Josh Moon's new wife. Well, I've never before been married, but Josh Moon is not exactly
your type.
My type.
Hey, he's a great basketball coach, though. I hear he's in a little bit of trouble, though, out there at Texas.
Josh Moon?
Yeah.
Oh, is there a coach named Josh Moon?
Doesn't he go by Shaka Smart when he's coaching basketball?
Different Josh Moon. My friend Greg Wren over at the Cornerstone Managing General Agency wants to hear from you because, guys, you have got to get by and let him get by your office. Look at your employee benefits packages. Check out the insurance rates you're paying for your employees. Whether it's health insurance, which most people provide for the employees. Some employers also provide things like disability, dental, vision, death benefits, life benefits, all that kind of stuff. Greg Rand will walk you through all that, how to provide the most bang for the buck. And when you get in touch with him at 356-1502, you'll see what I'm talking about. He's a nice guy. Easy going. A lot of you think, oh, it's a hassle. I was talking to one boss. Oh, it's such a hassle. I don't want to have to spend all day with somebody. I said, oh, come on.
Was that his voice?
They got so many things. There's just so much going on. I don't want to have to deal with it.
Was it Bernie Sanders you were talking to?
And I said, come on.
Greg Wren has way too many choices.
I said,
too many choices.
Just call Greg Wren at 356-1502. Let Greg Wren get by there and look at your stuff, and you're going to see he's going to save you some money. Okay, fine.
That was almost Godfather.
I know.
I've got cat hair all over me.
You don't wake up with a horse head. Just call Greg Wren. 356-1502. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. I have April Marie Fogel in the studio. She is the proprietor of ALtoday.com. She is also the head of the 501c4 group, Conservatives for Better Leadership. She also wants Muslims to take over America.
Will you stop with the Muslims? Our phones are never going to stop.
No, they're empty.
Apparently going to discuss Muslims every time I'm on the radio.
I also have 84 in the studio. I was giving you a redemption tour. Right?
I did not bring up Muslims.
You had a bad run of it last time. I was giving you a chance.
Well, I did get a supportive caller this time. I feel good about that. You know what?
He's a Marxist.
I left here last time, I was like, you know, I really need to research this more.
And I'm
I
right.
feel confident about my position.
The 10% number didn't scare you?
I feel
in America,
confident
Muslims
about
in
my,
America?
I feel confident about my position, and we're moving on to discuss. What are we discussing? We had an idea at break.
The Every Kid Counts.
Okay, yeah.
Our entire congressional delegation is screaming and hollering, saying, we don't need to count illegals on the census. Yesterday, the governor of the great state of Alabama has a rally that says,
we need to count the illegal children.
Why are we counting illegal children in America's census?
Because we're whores for federal money.
We get quite a bit of federal money, but we have to...
Quite a bit!
We live off of it.
Bananas.
But we are a recipient state, not a donor state.
But we need to be consistent in our stance on illegals.
Yes.
And
the governor came out pro-illegal yesterday. She can do that. She's a lame duck. She's not running for re-election.
I just want some consistency in terms of our message as a party and as conservatives. And I do not like this. When it suits me, I will take a liberal position. When it comes to getting more money, we need to stand on principle. Gosh darn it, I knew that was going to get
up. State of Alabama, when you've got a Democrat dressed in red, I mean, you've got a Democrat. They just wear red dresses now instead of blue dresses.
Hey, I did mention tomorrow is the Alabama Federation of Republican Women at the Capitol. We will all be wearing red, and we will tell our members to stand up for their principles.
What are the principles of the Alabama Republican Women? How do they differ from the Republican men?
We get a lot more done.
Have you spoken to the Republican men's group?
I've spoken to some of the men's groups, but they don't get together.
Are they hostile?
There aren't no.
Are they anti-women?
No.
Are they non-inclusive?
Are
women welcome?
First off, I don't know that there are nearly as many. I do not know of any.
The Huntsville Men's Club.
Are there?
It's big.
But the women are where it's at. They raise the money. They throw the parties. They knock on doors. They stuff the envelopes. I will go head-to-head, Republican women versus Republican men every day of the week and say women are who gets the job done. And what are their principles? They are small government, fiscally responsible, pro-life.
Do they like to count illegal children?
That is a good question. I look forward to speaking to them about that tonight. Me as
I know one Republican woman who does.
We know that the governor supports that. I do not support it. I think we need to take a hard line, which is that we can't count individuals and at the same time say that they shouldn't be here, or that we need to send them back, or that we need to do something to legalize them. It's contrary and contradictory to the position the party has taken.
I agree. Not only the party, but the national Republicans who basically control the census.
People who like the rule of law, you can't pick and choose which ones you choose to enforce. I understand the position, but I don't support it. I understand she wants that federal money, but again, not
straight cash, homie.
That's all it is. And what about school, public school? I mean, if they're not being counted, to play the other side of this, if they're not being counted and they go to school, well, they're still getting a portion of the money, but they're not being applied
That's Kay's position. We're gonna provide them education and we're gonna provide them health care. We need the federal money to do so. But I don't believe they should be counted in the census. Maybe there is a mechanism in which the federal government should look at that is beyond counting them. Because the census
The census is going to ask if they're legal or illegal. But there's no way to check. It's just up to them to voluntarily say they're legal or illegal.
Well, no, didn't the Supreme Court rule that, or wasn't it ruled that they can't ask that?
They can ask that. There was a circuit court.
There was a decision that said that they can't ask that. Republicans wanted to ask that.
Not Republicans, the Commerce Department, who runs it.
And they said, yeah. But at any rate, I think there needs to be a mechanism. But we need a census to...
It's in front of the Supreme Court.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we need a census that counts the individuals here, and if there isn't a if we aren't differentiating legal and illegal, they shouldn't be counted.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Tom.
Yes, sir. I'm going to try to keep from getting tongue-tied here. A lot of stuff to talk about, but I'm only going to talk about one thing, if that's okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The Muslim deal.
We all knew it was coming.
I don't got anything against Muslim folks any more than I got anything against anybody else. Doesn't make a hill of beans to me what religion you are. But I always got to go back to what happened to us. It's the same thing when you think about Pearl Harbor or other disasters which caused, I mean, some of the most grievous things you could imagine to American citizens. You could understand why some folks are upset, considering most of these folks were of the Muslim faith that did it all. Now, you know, the Muslim community has to stand up. Not us. They have to stand up and tell us, hey, man, we agree with you folks. We're not going to go out and try to kill y'all. And we don't support the ones of us that wants to go kill y'all. You know, I've seen a lot of dead Muslims. I was in the service for 22 years. I've seen a lot of dead Muslims. And they don't kill Americans once they're dead. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Leave the light on for us, Tom.
Wow. That's an interesting position. For the record, I want to go ahead and speak on behalf of 84 April Marie and Barron. We don't want to kill Muslims. We don't want them dead. I just don't want them in government. And I don't want them over 1% of the American population. Because at 3 to 5%, they start causing
any
problems.
Anytime you're using the phrase them.
Yes, them.
We have a problem.
Why?
Because
if a sufficient quantity of them believe the same thing, then I'm going to use them as, I'm going to say them. They. Right? If 25% of all white people wanted to kill every Muslim, we could sufficiently say Muslims need to be wary of them. When 10% of American, when 10% of American-born Muslims, 12% of foreign-born Muslims in America say that they think it's okay, when 10% of American-born Muslims, 12% of foreign-born Muslims say that they think it is acceptable to kill innocent civilians to further a political or religious objective, then I think we can say them. That's 10%. There are 1.6 billion Muslims. Let's just assume it's 10% across the world. That's 160 million Muslims that believe that. That's a lot of people.
How many Muslim crimes have you heard about recently in the news?
What do you mean Muslim crimes? You talking like San Bernardino? You talking about like Pulse Nightclub? Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about...
Talking about the major terrorist attacks?
In our country, more recently, it's been white males committing crime. And now I do sound like a liberal. Lord have mercy. Okay. For the record, I am a diehard conservative. Only if you play country music, for goodness sake.
I'm playing Super Tramp because I play the greatest bumper music of all time.
Damn right.
And Colt Plumbing provides the greatest plumbing services of all time. 279-8919 if you want to get in touch with them. 279-8919. Colt Plumbing will... come out to your place, give you a an estimate on low-cost, quality plumbing services. They've been doing this a long time right here in the River Region, over 40 years. The Cole family, James Cole, C.C. Cole, great, great people. Great, great people. Cameron Cole now involved, Jeanette Cole involved in the business. Guys, just get by there. 279-8919, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole when you have trouble with your bowl.
Call on Cole.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's no wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So I'm giving her a song called How Country Feels.
I love this song.
A guy who played in Montgomery just a few months ago.
I love this.
He played at that Jamie Johnson deal down at Rolling Hills Golf Course. I got 84 in the studio, Baron Coleman here.
84 is dancing along.
Oh, it's a great song. 84 is in the studio, Baron Coleman here with you daily from 9 to noon. April Marie Fogle from ALtoday.com and from Conservatives for Better Leadership joined. I do want to tell you before we get back into it about the adoption law firm. My friend Sam McClure over there is a really, really knowledgeable guy when it comes to adoptions. This is a truly specialized area of the law. And you want to hire somebody who knows what they're doing. It will, in the long run, I firmly believe, save you a lot of money, save you a lot of heartache, save you a lot of time, unnecessary paperwork, bureaucracy, mess. He'll have you prepped and ready to go for the home visits, the interviews, all the things you have to do to be an adopted parent right here in the River Region, or actually in the state of Alabama. Sam McClure can take care of all that for you.
That's an awesome service.
It's an incredible service. 546-2009.
Adoption is a hard process.
It's very hard.
And everybody who wants to be a parent should be able to be a parent.
Absolutely.
This is why I'm so pro-choice.
Pro-life.
Babies need to be born so parents can adopt them.
I think she is Josh Moon's wife.
Oh, my gosh.
546-2009, 546-2009. Check out Sam McClure's Facebook page. It's money. It's an absolutely incredible Facebook page. The adoption firm, the adoption law firm, theadoptionfirm.com.
Let's let everybody have babies. My baby's right now with our nanny, Anna. They're listening to us in the car.
And they play volleyball or soccer?
My 6-year-old plays soccer. She's a pink unicorn.
A pink unicorn. Uh-huh. And my daughter plays on the woke unicorns.
It's a unicorn thing going around right now.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what woke means either. I guess they're awake.
It's that knowledgeable.
They're not asleep.
It's that, yeah.
Oh, is this like super woke? No, my 12-year-old is not political. She doesn't care. So it's not a political statement.
Well, that's what woke is.
Well, I woke up quick at about noon, just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I mean, woke's been around a long time.
What was that you were just singing? No wonder you won't play my country music.
That was Eazy-E. Easier said than done. Our number 27292. You never heard that song?
No. We were going to talk Senate Judiciary Committee.
Oh, yeah, Senate Judiciary Committee. Today, the most patronizing bill in the history of mankind, the most paternalistic garbage bill ever proposed in the state of Alabama, was by one Senator Jim McClendon, who once wanted everybody, he probably does again this year, to have to go to the eye doctor to get reading glasses.
And what's he do as a full-time profession?
He's an eye doctor.
Oh, okay.
He also does not want you to be able to have a cell phone resting in your lap while driving.
No holding cell phones. No,
can't even rest it in your lap while driving. Can't rest it under your...
Do you know how lost I would be in the world without my cell phone GPS? I don't have a
Maybe
nice fancy
Maybe he works for Rand McNally. The old Atlases.
Oh.
You don't know who Rand McNally is?
No.
The Atlas Company. Every car in the 80s had a Rand McNally Atlas in it,
I was
right?
born in the 80s.
Yeah. Mm. Sorry about
Another
that.
Mark against me. I'm a liberal youngin'.
Who's married to Josh Moon?
Who's married to
millennial,
pro-Muslim, youth? Well, are you a millennial? How old is the millennial? What's the millennial cutoff?
85. I'm X. I'm right at X. I'm born 81.
81. Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close. You know, it did frighten me though. I had never met April Marie before. It frightened me when I greeted her.
That I had no makeup on.
The first thing you said to me was, "Death to America!" I was quite a taken back.
Offensive!
As she's coming up the stairs, you always hear, "Allahu Akbar!"
Offensive people!
How's that offensive?
This is not all Muslims are.
No, but a lot.
Murderous extremists.
But enough are. You don't have to worry about
it. What the heck show am I coming on Wednesday?
Conservative talk radio.
Lord.
Honest?
I'm literally playing to the... Lord, help us.
Who is this? You're on the air.
Hey, son. Hey, in April, I just want to say...
I like your voice. Will you call in every time I'm on?
Oh, he will.
I think you do.
Trust me.
Oh, hey, I record while you're on and play it over in the bathroom. I got to say, and I love you that much to tell you, read that bill that Chad got you. I see, because you are a Republican woman, you feet on the ground, and he got you toting water that's going to get our governor to be able to appoint a nephew a job to tie you up. I mean, don't let them win that easy. That's all they're doing. That if it ain't got no teeth in it, then why are you backing it? That's why I got to ask you that.
Oh, we're talking about the open records law.
Yes.
I want a stronger...
Keep in mind, everything you say is being recorded and will be replayed
in the bathroom.
What is your name, darling?
Randall.
Randall. Not Randall.
God, you just called him darling?
Say his name again.
Now, darling Randall, let's talk about this.
Go get the quilt, Randall.
Randall, here is my position.
Say it wrong with that.
Not with every bill, we do not get a touchdown. Sometimes we just have to gain yardage.
Are you talking about scoring?
And yes, we are. I'm now talking to Randall about scoring. Sometimes we just have to move the ball down the field and get better than we have. And this bill is better than we have. And it is towards a better system. And yes, I would like some amendments on this bill, including I would like to make criminal penalties for those who do not provide the records. But this bill, I will still say 100% improvement in defining, clarifying, and improving our open records laws. Can more be done? Yes. But for now, I am supportive of this bill because we need something. And we need attention. We need people to recognize how bad our open records laws are. So my sweet Randall, I disagree with you.
She has no idea what she's doing.
We have
no idea what she's doing.
You know, I'm just causing trouble today. We have to start somewhere, and I'm okay with this bill.
You have no idea what you just did.
Sorry.
Did you notice how he just actually went silent during the call?
He
never goes silent.
No, he was not silent. He was probably on mute.
Baron Coleman.
Randall likes women.
Men. Civil forfeiture bill.
Yes, we got 90 seconds.
Okay, well, the Senate Judiciary passed a civil asset forfeiture. I hate that the government can just come in and take stuff.
This makes it so you have to be convicted,
it's
right?
Correct. And good. So we need to protect personal property. We need to protect against big government.
In the last 30 seconds, tell me what's the next big issue facing the legislature that we're going to care about?
Lottery.
You going to pass?
I hope so.
Del Marsh bill or... Jim McClendon bill.
So weird that there's two.
Well, they do completely different things. We'll see. But it passes? Lottery passes?
Lottery passes.
You heard it here first. April Marie Fogle, altoday.com, Conservatives for Better Leadership. 84.
I'm not liberal, folks, no matter what they tell you.
Muslim loving.
I love people. I love people. I believe in the American spirit. I believe in our Constitution.
Moderately naive, but she's learning.
She's an idealistic millennial.
She's young, so she still has time to grow.
I love you all. I will be back next Wednesday. We will again discuss...